Relaxing into your wealth and well-being is simply a proposition. It's not something you need to do, but it's something you can do. It's an opportunity to be in alignment with that which you are manifesting. Your wealth and your well-being is established. And as we've said, your wealth is essentially the tokens, the manifesting forms of cash, dollars, pounds, or euro. And it's more than just that. But for the purposes of this series of conversations, that's what we'll be putting our attention on. And you have this in abundance already. Your wealth is established. Now, whether you're willing to reveal it to yourself or not is up to you. Whether you're willing to have the tokens, to have the cash in hand, is up to you. And it comes through your intending. The universe will not force you to be wealthy in any way, shape, or form, but you have the option to do so if you wish. Likewise, your well-being is established. When we speak of well-being, what we are speaking of is your health, the nature of your relationships, the nature of your creative self-expression, and how you're relating to the entirety of your physical reality. So in many ways, well-being could also include your wealth, but not so much the actual tokens themselves, but rather the fact of your alignment with ever-evolving, ever-increasing, ever-expanding deliciousness and wonderfulness. The word well-being, we know we have in the past used to be a specific word that very specifically related to your health and your body's experience and expression. But here in this series, we're talking about everything. We're talking about everything that is encompassed in your physical reality, everything that your five senses are relating to, everything that you're manifesting, because you're manifesting the entirety of all of this. Physical reality is not something that you're encountering. Physical reality is something you're manufacturing. Today, of course, is the day of your great good. Here is the time. And now is the place. This is where it's all happening. Relaxing into what you're having is a really good idea. It's not something, again, that you're required to do or obligated to do, but it does feel better. It's helpful, particularly if you will let yourself off the hook and give yourself the benefit of just simply having that which you are intending. Because after all, everything you can taste, touch, smell, hear, and see, you have intended and are intending continuously. That's why you're continuing to have these things in a havingness state. Also, your allowing is really good. The only time these things ever become contingent is when we talk about the topics from the perspective of how you're really giving yourself a hard time with them. How you're saying things like, I don't have enough, which is a blatant lie. Or how you're tricking yourself into believing that your body is not as perfect as it is. Or how you're really trying to kick yourself down the curb because you're just not as good in the relationship or relationships as you want to be. Or how you're rejecting other people. Not that you have to embrace them or do anything with them other than just notice that they're there and that they're there for you on your behalf and to your benefit. And even that you don't have to do. But the ways in which you may find it difficult to interact with other people because you don't like what they have done or what you are doing in relationship to them. Or the ways in which you deny your creative self-expression and that you pretend as though you're not in the right place doing the right thing right here and right now with the right people in the right context. In other words, the situations where you're harassing yourself, it makes sense that we would say to you, there is a place where you can go and things will be better, go better, do better for you. And that place is not another spot on the planet Earth. That place is another mindset, is another thought you can have, is another way of approaching those situations. But here in this particular series of conversations, we're inviting you to relax into what you have. and what you're having. Because, of course, having is an ongoing experience connected to intending and allowing, of course, and imagining, and the desire that arises out of contrast. In other words, we're suggesting that you relax into your manifesting because you're doing an excellent job of it. You just may not realize it. You may think that you need to work harder and do more and be better at it and fix the problems that you have somehow or another created for yourself that in fact do not exist. You're not in the wrong place, nor are you in the wrong time, nor is this the wrong moment. You're in the right place at the right time, right here and right now. And everything that is happening here is happening for you, and it is happening on your behalf, and it is most definitely happening to your benefit. Relaxing into your wealth and well-being is an invitation. It's not a commandment. It's not a, this would be a really good idea if you were to do this even. Although it would be a really good idea, but not because you should, but because it feels better. Now, of course, the thing too is that we're not talking about blanketing contrast. We're not talking about you stopping somehow the desire you have for what is more of what you're having already in ways that are better according to your lights, either better in the same way or better in a different way. In other words, to put it plainly, we're not saying you shouldn't want more or want different. What we're saying is relax. Just an invitation to relax, because there's nothing at all that is going on here that requires any immediate attention, because you've messed it up, you've fucked it up, you've screwed it up, or other people have done that to you, against you. None of this has happened. Now, we understand you may feel this way and you may have evidence that you're right. But today, here, now, this is where everything is happening. And all of it is happening on your behalf and to your benefit in wonderful, delicious, and delightful ways. So there is great magic at play here. There's great wonder and great delight. Something delicious is occurring that is happening on your behalf and to your benefit. This magic, this wonder, this amazement is very much, very much on your side and to your benefit. Today is the day of your great good. Here is the place, now is the time. This is where it's all happening. Now, what are the ways that you can relax into your having of your wealth and well-being is to relax into your intending. Each of you have developed this astonishing skill of taking time and using it to your benefit, melding the past and the future together by skipping the present. And when you're doing this very much to your disadvantage, we highly recommend you don't do so. When you are saying the past sucked and the future is going to be even worse, you're not doing yourself much good. It's an interesting proposition because it absolutely, positively has no connection to what is really going on. It's very interesting. But you can use the past and the future in a different way. It's something we say all the time. As good as all of this has been, it's only going to be getting better and better and better. That's our use of the past and the future, which we don't relate to. We don't know anything about. But we say it as an invitation to you, because in fact, as good as all of this has been, it will only be getting better and better from here. That's absolutely the case. This is one way to relax into your wealth and well-being. You could spend time scouring the past, not scouring perhaps, or just daintily walking through the fields of the past, picking flowers here and there that please you and delight you, that show you how well things have worked for you. And you could use that as fuel, in other words, contrast, to turn your attention towards your intending, to see yourself having more and more of the same. But when the past moves into the future, it expands. We know that it's a very common idea to think about the past contracting, that the halcyon days of yore have passed and gone away, the golden mornings, the silvery evenings, the delicious delights of yonder days of your earlier life have all faded away into a very delicious but hazy kind of wonderful feeling of what happened before, and now you've got this cold, bitter, hard future to face. Summer is over, fall is past, and winter is now plainly at your doorstep, and you're going to fucking freeze to death, god damn it. We get it. You're very good at this. But nothing like this has occurred, ever, ever, ever. Every summer becomes a better fall, and every fall becomes a better winter, and every winter becomes a better spring. You don't like specific aspects of what winter brings or what spring brings, but you're very much in alignment with having more of what you are wanting. The artificial guides that you use, such as the way other people think of you or what you perceive them to think of you or what you yourself think of yourself as being an object of observation, which you are not. You are a dynamic being of light engaging in and manifesting the reality that you inhabit. Just because you have trained yourself to believe that the reality that you inhabit is somehow or another less than what it really is, doesn't mean you're right or that it is of any benefit to you at all. You can use the past, if you wish, to notice how wonderful things were and use that as a turning point of manifesting, or at least getting yourself into this place of being a little bit more relaxed than where you are, and noticing that as good as it was before, it's only going to be getting better from here. That's just the nature of your being. We know your culture doesn't really support this. That halcyon days of yore are fodder for nostalgia that is designed basically to help soften the blow of the upcoming doom that is the winter of your discontent. Something like that. But this is not at all what we propose, and it is not at all what we would ever suggest you do, because it's certainly not kind, and it's certainly not generous. And it's also just not true. The winter becomes the spring becomes the summer becomes the fall, and the fall becomes the winter again. And each and every season is more of what it is than what it was before. No spring has ever been as sprung as this one, and no fall has ever fallen like this one, and no winter has ever winterized like the one you're in the middle of or coming into, and no summer has ever been as summery as the one you may be standing right in front of. Today is the day of your great good. We can use the seasons to talk about these things in general terms, but the specific nature of your reality is that you're in the day that is today, and it's the time that it is now. And it's the place where you happen to be. This is where all of your manifesting is occurring. And we're inviting you to relax into it. Relax into your wealth and well-being by just simply noticing that as good as it's been, it's only going to be getting better and better from here. And that's where we'll leave this conversation for the time being. And we'll say, as we love to say each and every time we say it, because it is utterly true, it is a very delightful thing to be reminding you of, and that is that as delicious and as delightful and as powerful and as amazing as all of this has been, it's only going to be getting better and better and better from here.